From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Congress is heading for a showdown with President Bush over the government's warrantless wiretapping program. House Democrats have crafted legislation that would put additional curbs on the National Security Agency's intelligence gathering. Republicans say the bill would give unprecedented constitutional protections to terrorists. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Capitol Hill.
The new bill, called the Restore Act, would replace a law Congress hastily passed in August under pressure from the Bush administration to close what it called a dangerous gap in intelligence. It broadened the National Security Agency's ability to eavesdrop on foreign communications without a warrant. That law expires early next year, and many Democrats were unhappy with its reach. House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers and Intelligence Committee Chairman Sylvester Reyes introduced the new bill, approved by their respective committees today. It would still allow U.S. agents to listen in on conversations overseas involving foreign suspects. But Chairman Reyes says in cases where the communications involve someone in the United States or an American citizen, the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court would have jurisdiction.
We're putting the court back in business. We're putting the FISA court back in the role of making sure that American civil rights are protected.
President Bush called the new bill a step backward from the temporary Protect America Act.
Since this important measure took effect, our intelligence professionals have been able to gather critical information that would have been missed without this authority. And keeping this authority is essential to keeping America safe.
The partisan lines were stark in the Judiciary Committee today. California Republican Dan Lundgren.
I thought, and most of the American people think, the signal important episode of 6 years ago was 9/11. And that shows you how this debate has changed. Some seem to fear more from their own government than they do the terrorists who would try to destroy us, our government included.
New York Democrat Gerald Nadler took exception to the characterization.
Everybody recognizes the awfulness of what happened in my district on September 11th. Everyone wants to have surveillance and wiretapping and spying on terrorists and suspected terrorists. The question is, under what protections of American liberty will we conduct the necessary surveillance and the necessary wiretapping and the necessary spying?
Civil libertarians say the bill doesn't provide enough privacy protections. The ACLU's Caroline Fredrickson is troubled by a provision that would let the government use broad blanket warrants to eavesdrop on foreign targets, even when they're communicating with Americans.
And just because they're not the quote-unquote target, their calls are going to be part of this dragnet. For those people, there should be a warrant. This administration should have to go and show that they have some individualized suspicion that the people whose conversations they're listening to on American soil, that their privacy is being invaded for a national security reason.
Some Democrats are concerned the House leadership compromised for fear of being labeled soft on terrorists. New Jersey Democrat Rush Holt has introduced an alternative that would require warrants any time American communications are involved.
There's a lot of imagining. They're saying, well, maybe some of the people will be weak-kneed. Therefore, we can't come in with a good bill. You know, it's always dangerous to legislate in an atmosphere of fear.
The Bush administration also wants the new bill to grant immunity to the telecommunication firms that have been sued for cooperating with the warrantless wiretaps. Democratic leaders say they won't consider that until they get White House documents detailing the program. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.